Our second session is concentrating on legato and how to practice it and how to use learning from practicing the piece, but also developing legato and then adding the text to that legato without losing the quality of the legato. And for that, to show you how I'm approaching this, I would like to look at the beginning of the Schicksalslied, please. So we hear the altos on their melody. Is our first note. Oh, let's sing like this, very legato. About breathing more often than you might like. Just as in the section, you'll stagger your breathing. What you're working on here is getting a nice smooth and continual sound. Then, when we add the text, we're trying now to make sure that the text doesn't break up the legato. And my analogy for this is a string player playing one. If you think of the vowels as being the bow on the string, and you think of the consonants articulating that legato line, is articulated with the fingers. You don't need to stop the bow to articulate with the fingers. So that, you know, that line of vowels is constant. So it's the difference between Evandeltroben, I'm exaggerating, of course, and this Evandeltroben im Licht auf weichen Boden selige So there you have a nice legato line, but you can still articulate, you can still clearly hear the consonants. We will come back to that when we're looking at how to use the line tapes, because obviously it's not only on one passage that we can practice that, it's not really on everything. In fact, I would say in this style that basic legato technique is appropriate in all places. The style and degree of articulation changes, but the legato is pretty omnipresent in this repertoire. While we're here on this page, let's just take a look at that first chord at letter C, with a similar approach to finding our being very relaxed about the entry as we were doing in the first movement of the Brahms. We've just done a nice cadence in the home key of E-flat. The notes, note you are on. Let's go again. Interestingly, you'd finished on the G, as you know, and you can see that's going to become the home key note, and then you go. But you know what? It's better just to loop it and feel it coming. That you could not do anything else. So I'll play it for you again. We've sung. Selig again. Also practice this la. So I went woo or hum just a vowel le the second consonant and glare. And I found when I did that I naturally started putting the gl before the beat without having to think about it. Because you've gone which becomes la, which becomes it comes before, okay? So you can practice that. I'll play the two bars one more time that you might then, because then you can use that on a loop if you so wish. That each time to do hum the first note, la, gla. Lots of places in the Vaughan Williams where we can practice our legato, approach to legato, and also, which is appropriate for us, making lots of rich, warm sound without forcing. None better than the passage, "Then We Burst Forth." Let's just take a quick look at that to round off this session on legato. So in Towards the Unknown Region, it is round about it's on page 16. Now, this type of work, it's something that you'll find the line tapes really useful for practicing this kind of thing. So first of all, if you look at second system third bar, then we float in time and space. So, lots of practice like this. Really resonant and warm, no forcing. I hesitate ever to use the word shouting. because you a long way away, but you know what I mean. It is not for not its resonance, you know. There's actually as today we seem I seem to be in a mood for string analogies. Cellists talk about the weight of the arm, right? But as soon as that weight of the arm becomes any kind of force through the bow into the string, that inhibits rather than encourages vibration, it becomes a negative instead of a positive. It's the same for us. Is that? And then if you add the words to that, then we float in time and space, oh soul. And it's working so that you're getting that same lovely resonance, but also articulating the text. So that's just a way of excellent way of practicing that, and we can do it with every phrase in the piece with the help of the line tapes, which I'll talk to you about in our last session.